generally at this time we roll out nominees for the Tool of the Week. We're going to do a little something different here, but still, I think it would be appropriate to call upon our landlord and proprietor as we dole out such a spectacular honor and open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
So the year actually started with the Michigan State case really hitting the fan. And Luana Simon, the president, the queen of arrogance and inaction. I got to tell you, I didn't realize that she, first of all, she was arraigned last month on account of lying to police. And I didn't realize that back in 2011, she was one of those leading the charge, chastising officials at Penn State for purposeful and premeditated missteps in the Sandusky case. So that's the most hypocrisy when kind of bundled with evil and ignorance and arrogance. It would be like if you found out that I was involved in some kind of, you know, dogfighting ring. It'd be like, all the guy does is rail against people who mistreat animals. He stopped eating meat. And you're really telling me that's what he was doing?
He's running a dogfighting ring, and when he goes there, he's eating hamburgers the
whole time.
Right,
right, the entire time. Just one burger, I'm like a Wimpy from Popeye. Also, talk show host Laura Ingraham, who told LeBron James to stick to sports, or it was shut up and dribble. Yeah. And Joe the Plumber in 2008 was on her show, and she didn't tell him to stick to pipes. First of all, stick to sports is the dumbest take you can have. What it says is, you can say whatever you want unless I disagree with you. It's a failure of a take. We also had Texas Wesleyan baseball coach Mike Jeffcoat, the schmuck, who sent an email to a recruit from Colorado. We don't recruit Colorado because liberal politicians made it legal to smoke weed. Yeah, that was put on the ballot because of a grassroots effort and passed easily because of the citizens voting, 53 to 46.5%, more than 1.5 million citizens cast yay votes. So again, your sad little world is being infringed upon. Facts, reality, no. Now, on a lesser level, as we got into March, remember Deion Sanders? Got into a Twitter battle with a guy he didn't know, accused him of Sanders said Ty Matthews the best safety in the NFL, and when this guy disagreed, he accused him of being a fan. And it turned out the guy he was arguing with was Kevin Byard, one of the two All Pros. He works for the NFL Network, played the position, and had no idea who this guy was. So again, not nearly the cardinal sin and as damaging as the other, but it's like, wow, that is an unbelievably bad take by Deion. Arguing with a guy who, it's me! I'm the All Pro!
How are you going to call just some random guy on Twitter a fan when Baird is verified on Twitter? He's got the blue check mark next to him. That should be tip-off number one about who you're talking
to. It was brilliant. Then into April, we got Gautam Sundaram, a University of Portland tennis player who took the microphone at the spring banquet and went on this misogynistic rant about his lack of sexual exploits, said he's entitled to sex, and his time at school about getting white women to sleep with brown men, and his quote, Gandhi did not fast 20 days so he could get to America and not sleep with white women. What got me is the higher-ups, presidents, department heads, they were like in the front row watching this, and they did nothing. I mean, how do you not grab the mic and be like, that's disgusting, not representative of the school or anyone? But no, they just kind of ate it. Into May, if you remember, The Milwaukee Police Department and Mayor Tom Barrett. Word came down that the police video of their tasing Sterling Brown of the Bucks was about to be released instead of being focused on the example 7 billion times of cops doing this. They asked for the public to be calm and support them. It was a parking violation at a Walgreens early in the morning with no one else in the parking lot. There's something I say frequently during this segment, or what are you doing? What part of it's all being recorded do you not get? Then you had Lori Williams, a senior athletic director from Texas A&M, who, if you remember, there was a case of a swimmer accused of rape, suspended, then reinstated. The victim contacted Lori Williams and got an email, said, "I regret your displeasure with the perceived impact." The victim replied, "I'm unhappy the boy who raped me is back on the swim team." Unbelievable. What else do we have here? Oh, Gianni Infantino of FIFA, who said, "Well, corruption is over, and you're not even allowed to discuss it." If anyone in the organization, players, they're forbidden from making derogatory statements, and if they find out, they could be banned up to 2 years, second offense, 5 years. The word corruption is not even found in the new code of ethics. Another one, Jalen Curley of Detroit. He's the former food service worker at Comerica Park who they caught on video spitting on pizza intended for customers. By the way, he eventually entered into a plea deal, sentenced to 18 months probation for a felony and misdemeanor count of food law violations. He also is taking anger management. Just don't eat anything he brings to the classes. That's all I would ask. there's a couple more. The former Maryland Board of Regents Chair James Brady, the tone-deaf imbecile who held that press conference announcing the reinstatement of football coach DJ Durkin, and everybody justifiably lost their minds and he got fired. There's the Jet fan Chris Grishak, the 57-year-old from New Jersey, who after the Jets lost was like triple the legal limit. The cops pulled him over and he told the officers, "I drank too much because the Jets suck." All right, so with those group of geniuses and Toolshed inductees, when we get into the 5 o'clock hour, we will have the tool of the year. But the winner, our first ever Tool of the Year, who was our 1, 2, 3, 4th winner of 2018, is former Michigan State President Luana Simon. Could you play them all? I mean, it was close. obviously, this was all in the wake of the sea of allegations in the Larry Nassar case that was ever expanding. Hopefully, he'll die a painful, suffering, horrible death in prison. But in the end, it really wasn't that close because, as I mentioned, she took a real grandstanding position preaching, get ready for this, integrity with how Penn State botched the Sandusky case, which obviously was excruciatingly vile. And then she ignored, masked, or turned away from the equally despicable behavior that took place under her nose with Nassar. Again, I said this before, she and people like her, when it comes to these kinds of heinous crimes, rape, sexual assault, losing your job, it's not enough. you got to get some of these people have to spend time in jail. They've got to lose their freedom or they're just not going to get it. Losing your station in life. Hey, that's something, but I don't think it's remotely close enough to a deterrent. Lose your freedom. Be branded a rape enabler the rest of your life or someone who enabled child molestation. You know, those people have to register, but, you know, if knowing that you kind of aided and abetted and did nothing to prevent and allowed more horror and lives to be damaged, I would have no problem with a registry for that. That might give some time to pause before getting out the broom to sweep under the rug disgusting crimes like this. So congratulations, Luana Simon. You are our first ever Crunch Time / Sports Talk Tool Shed Winner of the Year. And with that, we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
And there you have it.